Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. So we're going to take a trip down memory lane.
Let's take it all the way back to the very, very beginning, where it all begins.
Do you want to start?
Go ahead.
The first time I laid eyes on Greg was at a house party back in January of 2002. His band had played at a bar there, and we had a lot of mutual friends, but had never met. And we ended up at the same house party, and I looked across the room, and there he was, sitting at the kitchen table with an acoustic guitar in his hand. He was entertaining everyone, and I was like, oh my God, who is that? I need to know who he is. And I don't think anyone ever, like, actually introduced us, or that there was any, like, hi, I'm Cameo, or hi, I'm Greg.
We started, like, emailing a little bit,
you know. I probably emailed you.
Yeah, you know. I love seeing bands on their way up, you know, and one of my favorite bands at that time, who I actually hadn't had a chance to see them live. I only had their CD. So I was excited they were in town, and we went, and I said, hey, you want to come see this really cool band from Cleveland? They're playing in Columbus at a little club. So,
and I was like, I don't know. It's awfully far to drive. And I was there as fast as
what, and one of the cool things about it was that she said yes. And she came, and when she met up with me, I was with a bunch of my buddies, and she just confidently walked in and was like, hey, you know, and I was like, points, you know, for confidence, and you know, and years later, you know, you see a lot of confidence, you know, but so that night we went to go see Leo play at this little club, and PJ went with us, my buddy PJ, which we now call Uncle Peach.
Uncle Peach. We love you, Peach.
But so we went to see the show, and it was phenomenal. And it was just like, wow. You know, you can hear music, but when you see it live and you see the artist actually playing it, it just makes it a whole other dimension. And you're just like, oh. So it became kind of our soundtrack to us. We still didn't really, you know, do anything official at that point.
We weren't even really a date. It was just kind of like, come hang out. I mean, PJ was with us. Like he said, we met up at a restaurant, and he had a bunch of guys with him first. So it wasn't like, let's get dressed up and go to dinner and
formal.
See a band. It was just like, let's hang out. We don't really know each other. We've just emailed.
Yeah. And,
but that was it for me. Like the whole drive back the next day, I listened to that CD on repeat. I wore his t-shirt home, and it was like never coming off my body, and that was the end for me. The beginning of the end. It was like, no one will ever be like this guy. I dated guys. Like, a lot of time went by before we actually started dating, but like Greg was always up here keeping me from ever getting too involved with anyone, because I'm like, that's the guy. You didn't know it.
Yeah. I didn't know it. I was laser focused on making my band happen. And what happened was a few months later after that, a band that I had just started playing with had a record deal. So we were in New York just like overnight. Like I tried out on a Wednesday, and that Friday we were flying to New York for a photo shoot. I mean, it was just like crazy. But we, a few months after joining that group, we had tour dates announced, and we were on tour with Shakira, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is nuts. So, we were playing in New York at Madison Square Garden, opening up for Shakira. We were there. We were walking to a diner with our A&R guy, the whole band. We're all like dressed up and, you know, rock and roll. And, I heard someone say, Greg Braun. And I'm like, and, You can tell your version of that story leading up to that.
Yeah, so my version goes like this. It was a warm day. I was there visiting a friend. We were eating, and my buddy's like, hey, check these guys out. They must be in a band. And I'm too cool, and I'm like, I don't care. That's stupid. And he's like, no, check them out. They have on, like, passes and leather. And I'm like, I look around the corner.
Leather.
Leather jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody might have had on leather pants.
I still have my leather jacket.
Yeah, it's in the closet.
I shall go get it.
Yeah, you can wear it.
Yeah.
So I looked and I'm like, oh my God, Greg Braun. And I said, Greg Braun. And then one of the guys in the band was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, oh God.
Cooper.
So it was like, oh my God, hi. What are you doing here? Hug. And then I like went back to my salad. And Greg went on to play at Madison Square Garden and did not ask me to come see him.
Yep. Too cool. Too cool.
Like, what were either of us thinking? We did meet up afterward, which was cool. And I think I lost my cell phone in a cab that night.
Mm-hmm.
And you had called to check on me. And I was like, oh, he does like me. And then the band became no longer. And Greg moved back to Columbus, Ohio, and got a job and was living with a buddy.
Which, by the way, anybody throughout my lifetime that ever let me sleep on their couch, you always have a place to stay at my house if you're ever in the area. But Chad was my buddy, and he lived in Ohio, and he was like gracious enough to let me crash there when I was just, you know, I had nothing really, you know, trying to be a musician and all this. So
and I knew Greg was living there, and I thought, I'm just going to stop, and maybe Greg will be there.
In walks Cameo, and I was like, whoa. It was just like a moment of like, okay.
He had the moment I had when I saw him playing the guitar. I left, and he called me, and he was like, do you want to go see a movie? And I was again like, well, let me think about it. Yes. Like, how fast can you get here?
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, ever since then, we've been together.
So we weren't together very long, and we were pregnant with Faith.
Well, we moved in together after like 6 months. And then we had been together a little over a year, and we were pregnant with Faith.
And at that time, that was when I first got into the mortgage business. I was working for a small little bank, not knowing anything about it, just...
So we were like entering adulthood.
It was like becoming an adult. We had our own place to live, had a real job.
Now we're pregnant.
Child on the way, you know. So, so when Faith was born, her middle name is Manhattan, you know. And that's where that comes from, you know, for Cameo and I running into each other in Manhattan randomly, so.
And her first name's Faith because Greg always thought that Faith Hill was hot, and so randomly he said Faith, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So it's a beautiful name.
So fast forward a few more years. After Faith was born, we're hanging out in our basement, and she's classically trained on the piano. I'm a musician. I'm like, there's no reason we don't write a song. So we sat in our basement, and I'm like, listen, let's do this. So we sat there. I was strumming away, and you were like writing some lyrics and just kind of coming up with melodies. And we wrote a song that evening called Every You. And it was like from start to finish, a complete song. It was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is good. And we were excited about it. And, just so happened that one of our friends, the lead singer of Leo, was playing, opening up for Breaking Benjamin. So we were like, oh my gosh, they're like...
Who we love.
They're like...
From the very early days.
They're doing this. So we got into the show. He brought us backstage. We got to meet the guys in Breaking Benjamin and hung out and everything. And after hours, there was an acoustic guitar, and I grabbed it, and I started playing our song that we wrote. And Ian, the lead singer, was like, oh, I like that song. That's pretty cool. You know, and just, you know, don't think anything of it. You just, whatever. A couple years later, got word that they had an opportunity for me to fill in for their drummer and do some touring with them. So it was wife of the year here. She's like, you should go do that for sure. So I got to do a little touring with the soundtrack to our relationship, Leo, that band. So it was very... you know, emotional for us. But I did that little tour. And then when I got back from tour, that's when we got married.
Like a couple months after he was back from being gone. Faith was two. A few years later, we had Benjamin for Breaking Benjamin and Leo for the band.
Yep. So Ben's born. Another surprise.
Ben was born early.
Yeah.
We can talk about that another time.
Yeah. But so... Ian reached out to me and was like, hey, that song you guys, you know, wrote, can I record it for my album? And we're like, yeah. So
all those years later, we're like, oh my gosh, he still really remembers that song.
So our favorite artist wants to record the one song that we wrote. And
I'm creatively challenged. So like we've written one song because I have trouble in that area. We're going to work on it.
Hopefully we write some more. But Ian recorded this song and it turned out amazing. And he put it on his solo album and he played with his band in St. Louis. And we're like, we have to go. So we road tripped it there, got there just in time to watch him play live. And they played our song. It was just a magical moment, you know, hearing your favorite artist sing the song that you wrote, you know, in your basement. And
it's like it was all scripted out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like it was all written already. It's weird to pretty hear wild. You like say it out loud.
Yeah. But that's pretty much how we...
That's the story of us from the beginning.
We hope we've entertained you and brought a little joy to your day.
It's so much fun to share and even like relive ourselves a little bit and hear each other tell our versions of the story in different pieces. So,
and until next time, thanks for listening.
Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me. And be sure to thank yourself for showing up.